بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البتحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين، وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى، وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لساقت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم:
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
علي مع القرآن والقرآن مع علي، ولن يفترقا حتى يرد علي الحوض. صلوات.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Congratulations and tabriq to all of you and all the mu'mineen in the entire Islamic Ummah for upon the arrival of this holy month of Rajab, which is the month belonging to Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Imam al-Muttaqeen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi as-salatu was-salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
This month is one of the Ashharul Hurum, those months where the qital is haram in Islam, and even in the time of Jahiliyyat, the mushrikeen used to wait for the arrival of the month of Rajab for seeking dua from their idols. So this month was considered to be a sacred month even by the mushrikeen in the time of Jahiliyyah. In Islam, this is a month belonging to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, which is a muqaddima for the month of Sha'ban, which belongs to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And Sha'ban is the muqaddima for the month of Ramadan, which is the month of Allah, Shahrullah. Also, this month of Rajab is the month of the barakat. We find that in the first night of the month, there's so much ta'keed for ihya. That means we stay up all the night in doing the ibadat of Allah in the first night. And also the first Thursday, which is today, the first Thursday of the month of Rajab, is one of the very holiest nights, and this Thursday night is the night which the angels of Allah call this to be Laylatul Raghaib, the night of desires and your whatever you want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically, this is the night that we need to seek, we can get whatever we want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hadith Qummi has narrated that when one third of the night, that means tonight, one third of the night passes by, all the angels of Allah from the heaven and all the angels of Allah who are assigned on the earth, everyone gathers at the Holy Kaaba. So you find all the Malaika are at Kaaba. And when they gather at the Holy Kaaba, we find that at that time, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the angels, and whatever you want, you can ask me. And the angels of Allah reply that our hajat is that you forgive those who are fasting in the month of Rajab. So any mu'min who fasts in the month of Rajab, all the angels of Allah are asking for his maghfirat from Allah. And Allah has accepted. So we understand that a person who fasts in the month of Rajab is maghfurun lah, is the one who is forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the Mu'tabar hadith. And one of the teachers one of the asatib was saying that we should thank the angels, because whenever you get some hadiya from somebody, is a hujjitum be بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. According to this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever somebody, in other words, gives you some tahiyyat, you should either return it with something better, or you return it with something similar. You return it the same thing back to them, similar thing. So we should thank the angels of Allah for seeking forgiveness for us. You know, if we fast, and this is one of the very unique opportunity for the humankind to get forgiven. And I already mentioned in one of the previous years to you about the Malakul Da'i, that narration, that it is an angel of Allah who lives on the seventh sky, seventh heaven. And he is the one who is called Da'i, and he's the one who basically, when this month of Rajab arrives, every night of the month of Rajab, this Malakul Da'i, he says throughout the night till the Fajr. Every night of the month of Rajab, throughout the night till the time of Fajr, till the time of Subh, he says that, congratulations to those who are doing the tasbih of Allah. Khusha behale kisani ke tasbih khudawand, majhoole tasbih khudawand hastan. Congratulations to those who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says that I am qareen, muqarin, musahib, hamnashin. I am a companion of anyone who is my companion. I am obedient. Allah says, I am obedient towards anyone who is my obedient. I am forgiving towards anyone who is forgiving, who seeks my forgiveness. Again, one of the teachers was saying that, did you find that the Khaliq is seeking to be the companion of Makhluq? Isn't that a huge opportunity for the humans to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Khaliq, is seeking to be a companion of the makhluk. So we find the month of Rajab is full of barakat, and the middle of the month of Rajab, Laylatul Nisf, is also considered to be the most beloved, the day of the middle of the day, you know, of the middle of the month of Rajab. That day is considered to be the most beloved day in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the end of the month, we have the 27th of Rajab, which is Yawmul Ba'ath, Yawmul Mab'ath, the day when the Holy Prophet was officially asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to start his propagation of the final religion of Allah, which is there to remain forever, which is the biggest ni'mat of Allah, is the religion Islam, and the bi'sat of Rasulullah, through which we become alive. That's the real hayat for the qulub, that we get the risalat of Rasulullah on the day of Mab'ath. So the day of Mab'ath provides us the biggest ni'mat of Allah, which is the real hayat for the qulub of all the humans. Such a big ni'mat that all the anbiya are under this risalat. Isn't that right? And the Prophet has said, Adam waman faman dunahu tahta lewa'i. Adam and everyone other than him, other than everybody after him, are anyone other than him are under my banner. So everybody is under the banner and liwa and flag of Rasulullah. So they are under the risalat of Rasulullah. They are obedient to the Prophet. They are basically under his command. They came as a muqaddimah. They came as a tamheed. They came to pave the way for the final messenger to arrive. So they were muqaddima for the arrival of the hadaf. And the hadaf was the risalat of Rasulullah, which is the real and the final and the most complete. Real in the sense, the most complete madhar of Allah, where no one other than the Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt was the most complete madhar of Allah. So this Rajab is the one that brings us that great ni'mat as well. And also we find that this Rajab carries the 13th, which is the Milad of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. And the Holy Prophet has said that certainly this is, in other words, which I'm paraphrasing his narration in my words, that this month is certainly the month of Allah. So in some of the ahadith, we find that the Prophet is calling the month of Rajab to be the month of Allah, and month of Sha'ban to be his month, and month of Ramadan to be the month belonging to the Ummah. That's another perspective, which is of course haqiqat and true. Sha'ban belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Prophet has said, whoever fasts one day in the month of Sha'ban for the sake of Iman and the divine reward, he gets the Ar-Ridwanul Akbar, the great pleasure and rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fasting in this month basically extinguishes the ghadab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and opens up one door and shuts one door among the doors of the hellfire. And even if a person gives away a sadaqah equal to the amount of the whole dunya, not $1,000, not $1 million, not $1 billion, the entire world. If you give sadaqah equal to the entire world, it will not be parallel to the sawab of one fasting. One fasting in the month of Rajab has such a huge, unthinkable, huge reward. And when the night arrives, you have the right to seek 10 hajat from Allah, and 10 of your hajat are accepted. So this is a blank check. It's a blank check from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get your du'as accepted. And somebody who cannot fast every day of the month of Rajab is so much sawab to fast throughout the month. But those who cannot fast every month, they can at least read this du'a every night. Every day they can read this du'a 30 times and they will get the same sawab. And that du'a is Subhana al-Ilah al-Jaleel, Subhana man la yambaghi tasbih illa lah, سبحان العز الأكرم سبحان من لبس العزة وهو له أهل. Very short four sentences, and these four sentences will give you, if you say this 30 times, it will give you the sawab of fasting if you cannot fast in the month of Rajab. The entire theme of fasting, we know that entire theme of fasting is not just abstaining from food and drinks. Is about abstaining from harams. In a month which belongs to the Bi'asat of Rasulullah, in a month that belongs to the Milad of Amir al-Mu'mineen, in a month that belongs to the Barakat and the Maghfirat and Rahmat of Allah, of what Allah wants is from us is to stop doing the sins. This is one of the major things which Allah wants from us, that we achieve the taharat in the qalb. And remember, when Imam Ali alayhi salam, that we are celebrating in these nights, these days, the Milad of Amir, which is arriving very soon. And when the Holy Prophet came on the fourth day of Milad, Hazrat Fatima bint Asad, salamullahi alayhima, and she came and did the tawaf of Kaaba, and she said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma inni mu'minatun bika. Oh my Lord, I am a believer in you. And she stood relying on the, with her back towards the Kaaba. And she prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I give you the qasam of the mu'assis, the bani, the founder of Kaaba, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and of the child who is in my womb, to make it easy for me. And as soon as she said, the wall of the Kaaba opened up, and this narration has been narrated by Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Three days she stayed inside the Kaaba, of course receiving the food, Rizqul Kareem from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which nobody knows. And let's remember here that when Hazrat Maryam salamullah alayha was having the pain and she wanted to come into the house of Allah, she was rejected and not allowed to come inside the house of worship. So this is not the place. That was not the place of giving the birth of a child. This is the place of worship. Whereas when Hazrat Fatima bint Asad salamullah alayhima came, without she asking Allah to open up the wall, she was just asking Allah to make it easy. And Allah miraculously opened up the wall for her and kept her inside for 3 days. And she was receiving the rizq from Allah where no one else had access inside the Kaaba. Which is one of the biggest barahim and concrete evidences about the ismat of Hazrat Fatima bint Asad salamullah alayha. and her taharat. For a woman to come inside the Kaaba and give birth to a child, she has to be a ma'suma, and she has to be clean and tahir in order to give birth to anyone inside the Kaaba. And when she came out on the fourth day, and the Prophet arrived on the fourth day, and Imam Ali alayhi salam was handed over into the lap of Rasulullah, and the first thing, when that's where he first opened up his eyes, and first thing he saw was basically the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
And Allama al-Arbali has mentioned also that Prophet gave his tongue and 12 fountains outflew from the tongue of Rasulullah, and that's one of the reasons why we call it Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the day of providing water. And just like every ma'soom is born circumcised, makhtoon and tayyib and clean and tahir, and performs the sajda towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala soon after his birth, and bears the witness, the shahadat, towards the tawheed and risalat and imamat. That's what every imam does. And when he came into the hand of Rasulullah, into the lap of Rasulullah, he started to read from the previous books that were given, sent by Allah to the previous messengers. And finally, after reading from the previous books, then the turn came to the Holy Quran. Let's remember that Prophet is not yet Mab'uth. We are talking about 30th Amul Fil. Isn't that right? 30th Amul Fil is the 30th year of the elephant, 30 years after the incident of Abraha. The Prophet became Mab'uth 10 years from now, on the 40th Amul Fil. Isn't that right? So there is no revelation of Quran. Revelation of Quran started from the Mab'ath. On the day of Mab'ath, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. That ayat was revealed. So, and then Surah Al-Muzzammil was revealed later on. You know, those ayat of the beginning ayat of Surah Al-Muzzammil. Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, kum fa'anzir. That was on the day of Mab'ath. But that doesn't happen yet. The revelation of Quran, which started from the day of Mab'ath for 23 long years, didn't start yet. But Imam Ali is reciting the Holy Quran, which is what we learn in the hadith that I recited in the beginning of the speech. Aliyun ma'al Qur'ani wal Qur'anu ma'aliyin walain yaftariqa hatta yarida alayyal hawm. Ali is with Quran and Quran is with Ali, and will never get separated until they meet me at the fountain. So that's the wahdat, and that's the ittihad between the nur of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the nur of the Holy Quran in its totality. And we find the first ayat that he recited was from the Surah Al-Mu'minun, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. And so unless and until the falah and najat and success belongs to those who have khushu in their prayers. And when Prophet heard those ayat of the Holy Quran from this Al-Quran al-Natiq, this talking Quran, his wasi and his khalifa and his imam and his wali and his wazir in his lap, Prophet said, Bika yuflihul mu'minun. That means the mu'minun, all the believers are going to become successful through you. So anyone who gets the success on the Day of Judgment is through the walayat of Amirul Mu'mineen, عليه الصلاه والسلام.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Prophet has been announcing some of the fadail of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam to the people. Not all the fadail were known. Not all the fadail are known to the humanity. Only some are known. And if the people knew the real fadail of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, they would have started. Prophet has said that if I was not afraid that people will say about you what the people have said about Isa, I would have said something that if people learn about that, which I'm paraphrasing this hadith in my own words, they will pick up the soil wherever you go, they will pick up the soil from under your feet. So the fada'il of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam were such that the lovers of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam could not talk about his manaqib and fada'il because of the fear of taqiyya, of the tahut rulers throughout the years of the history of Islam. And the enemies hid the fada'il of Amir al-Mu'mineen because of their inad and bughd. So from both the sides the fada'il were hidden, from the muhibbin and from the mubghidin. And despite all this, you find some of the greatest historians and muhaddithin of the Ahl Sunnah, here's what they have written. I have mentioned their texts with their original texts with their references. Allama Abdul Birr fi Kitab al-Isti'ab, he says that fada'iluhu la yuhitu biha kitabun. And the fada'il of Amir al-Mu'mineen, no book can encompass the fada'il of his. And we find Ibn al-Hajar al-Asqalani, the writer of the famous anti-Shia book of the history, As-Sawa'iq al-Muhriqa, the burning lightnings, the lightnings that are going to burn down the Shias, in other words. So in his book, he says that manaqibu aliyyin wa fada'iluhu akthar min an tuhsa. That the manaqib and fada'il of Ali are more than it could be gathered or encompassed. Also, in another part of his book, he says, وَهِيَ كَثِيرَةٌ عَظِيمَةٌ حَتَّى قَالَ أَحْمَدٌ. You know, Ahmad means Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. He's talking about him. حَتَّى قَالَ أَحْمَدٌ مَا جَاءَ لِأَحَدٍ مِنَ الْفَضَائِلِ مَا جَاءَ لِعَلِيٍ. That means his fada'il are so much and great that Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal has said that nothing is mentioned in the riwayat similar in fada'il to what has been mentioned about Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. So we are talking about the statements of the enemies right now, enemies of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. These are not the statements from the lovers. Allama Ibn al-Hajar al-Asqalani in Matalib al-Su'al, he says that that all the places in the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, addressing the mu'mineen, of course it includes all the mu'mineen, but among the mu'mineen the murad and the what is meant by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on top of all the mu'mineen in all those ayat, Amir Ali alayhi salam is on top of all the mu'mineen who is meant by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also in أرجح المطالب and كشف الغمة. It has been narrated that this narration from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that if all the oceans become the ink, all the seas become the ink, and all the trees become the pens, and all the humans and jinns become the writers, they still cannot, basically, they still cannot encompass the fada'il of Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is how we find some of the enemies have been talking about the fada'il of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam. And the Prophet has said in various occasions, on various times, over and over again, stressing about some of those fada'il of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Here in this hadith, this is from Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam, where he says, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ مَا مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا وَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ فِيَّ. There is no knowledge except that Allah has gathered that in me. وَكُلُّ عِلْمٍ عُلِّمْتُهُ فَقَدْ أَحْصَيْتُهُ فِي إِمَامِ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And every knowledge that I have been taught, I gathered it in Imam al-Muttaqeen. وَمَا مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا عَلَّمْتُهُ عَلِيًّا. There is no knowledge except that I have taught Ali. وَهُوَ الْإِمَامُ الْمُبِينُ. And he is the Imam al-Mubeen. And also the Prophet has said that يَا عَلَيَّنَا مَدِينَةُ الْعِلْمِ وَأَنْتَ بَابُهَا. O Ali, you are the city of knowledge, and I am the city of knowledge, and you are its door. وَلَن تُؤْتَ الْمَدِينَةَ إِلَّا مِنْ قِبَلِ الْبَابِ. The city is never reached except through the door. وَكَذِبَ مَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّهُ يُحِبُّنِي وَيَبْغُضُكَ. And someone who claims that, someone who thinks that he loves me but he hates you, is a liar. Anyone who thinks that he loves me but he hates you is lying. لأنك مني وأنا منك لحمك لحمي ودمك دمي وروحك من روحي. Because your flesh is from my flesh, your flesh is my flesh, and your blood is my blood, and your soul is from my soul. So when someone has this kind of status, that basically his blood and flesh and soul is from one source. And the Prophet deserves to say that Aliyun minni wa ana minhu. Ali is from me and I am from him. So basically the status of Imam Ali alayhi salam has been clearly defined, and not just by Rasulullah, but also by the actions of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam in his life. And the actions of an imam are itself an evidence for a person to open up his eyes. The actions of an imam, وَمَا الْإِمَامُ إِلَّا الْعَامِلُ بِالْكِتَابِ وَالْقَائِمُ بِالْقِسْطِ وَالدَّائِنُ بدين الحق. That's how Imam Hussain alayhi salam has written in his response to the people of Kufa, that mal imam illal qa'imu bil kitab. Imam is nothing except the one who stands according to the tenets of the book, according to Quran. Wal qa'imu bil qist, and al amil bil kitab, someone who acts upon the book and stands. وَالْقَائِمْ بِالْقِسْطِ stands for justice. وَالدَّائِنْ بِدِينِ الْحَقِّ, and he abides by the religion of Haqq. So let's see the siyasat. The siyasat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is exactly the siyasat of Rasulullah, but since the people did not understand the siyasat of Rasulullah, that's the reason why you find there were complaints against Amir Mumin. So if you find complaints today about the mujtahid today, it's not a matter of surprise. It's not because the mujtahid is fasiq, na'udhu billah. No, the people are jahil. The people don't understand al-qiyam al-ilahiyya, Islamic values of Allah. They don't understand. If they understand the values of Quran, they will never end up doing this i'tiraz. The same type of people were the ones who were doing i'tiraz. Similar people, I mean similar to them in nature, were the ones who were doing i'tiraz on even the ma'soom. Isn't that right? They were saying that Ali ibn Abi Talib is jahil about siyasat. Na'udhu billah min zalik. He doesn't know the politics. He should have accepted Muawiyah. What if Muawiyah doesn't accept the hukumat of Imam Ali? So what? Fine, let him make a government in Damascus, in Syria. Make your government in Kufa strong, iqtisadiyan, siyasiyan, you make it strong. And when you become, that's exactly what is going on today, you know, that's exactly what some of the Shias say today. You make your own government strong first. Forget about the Tahut. Isn't that right? Make your own government strong first and forget about your values. So, look at what, when somebody came and said the objection on the face of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that you, in other words, that you don't know the politics. Muawiyah is more smart, smarter than you. Na'udhu billah min dhalik. And Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says that Wallahi ma Muawiyah bi adha minni. I swear to Allah, Muawiyah is not more intelligent or more smart than me. Walakinahu yaghdir wa yafjur. And Muawiyah is the one who performs ghadr, deception, wal fujur wa yafjur, fujur and harams. So when you go to the side of Muawiyah, there are no rules. Anything is okay as long as you can take care of your interests, quote unquote. So this worshipping your interests. So there are no principles. Some people are jahil. They think that just securing the dunya and zahiran achieving some of the goals of dunya, you become successful. In Farsi they say baziya aqlashun tu chishmishun has. There are some people who have their brain in their eyes. Because they zahiran, they see some people, some zalimeen are achieving some temporary goals and ahdaf, temporary in their lives. So they think, well, they are successful. They forget about the fact that in Islam, success is never counted like that. So Imam alayhi salam has said, lawla tuqa lakuntu adhal arab. And in some of the hadith, adhan nas. So if there was no taqwa, I would have been the most smartest of all the people. Or in some of the narrations, smartest of all the Arabs. So it's about taqwa. Here, when you are following the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you have taqwa, you cannot do the haram to achieve the halal goal. If the al-ahdaf la tubarrur al-mabadi, the goals never justify the means. So every step of the way has to be halal, but people don't understand. That's exactly what happened in the occasion of Siffin. Battle of Siffin, Muawiyah stopped the water of the river on the army of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and soon the fight continued. Imam Ali's army got control of the water. Isn't that right? And Johala and Aghbiya and stupid people were there who started to object on Imam Ali alayhi salam. Why are you allowing the army of Muawiyah to drink water? They are the same people who didn't allow us to drink water. Again, because people don't understand the values of Quran. Why in the world are we fighting? For the sake of Allah. Not for the sake of dunya. Just like Abu Basir came to Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam and said, Yabna Rasulullah, matal faraj. Oh, the son of Rasulullah, when is going to be, the faraj means kushaish, opening. That means when will be the government of Ahlul Bayt and we will get rid of the tawaghit, and the government of Adl will be established by you, Ahlul Bayt. That was his niyyah. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam has the ilm al-ghayb. He understood what's the niyat of Abu Basir. And he said, wa anta mimman yuridu dunya. That means, are you among those who want dunya? So he had the ilm al-ghayb. He understood what is the niyat of Abu Basir. That you want the ummat of Adl of Ahlul Bayt so that you get relief from your personal pains. Is that the reason you are expecting? Some people are like this. They have their mihwar of their own nafs. They think around their own nafs. They forget about the masalih, the maslahat of Islam. So Imam Baqir al-Islam then replied, "Man arifa hadha al-amr faqad furrija anhu lintizarihi." Whoever has the ma'rifat of this amr, that means the ma'rifat of the walayat of Ahlul Bayt, he's already in the opening. He's already in the faraj. He already got the faraj because he's muntazir for the sake of his intizar. So all we need to do is become a muntazir and that's it. You need to become muntazir by achieving the ma'rifat of the walayat of your imam of your time and that's it. Whether the government happens in your time or doesn't happen. What difference it makes? What difference makes for you is that you have to become successful through your ma'rifat. So you start doing your fara'id towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let Allah take care of His matters in the sense that His maslahat requires whenever the imam comes according to His maslahat. Isn't that right? Some people came and asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, why didn't Allah send His adab on those people who did khiyanat towards the walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam? Saqifah and all that. Why didn't Allah send adab on them? Why didn't Allah kill all of them, in other words? And Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam replied, the ayat in fi kitab Allah. For the sake of one ayat in Quran, one ayat in the book of Allah. And then Imam alayhi salam recited the ayat of Quran, لَوْ تَزَيَّلُوا لَعَذَّبْنَا الَّذِينَ. If they were separated, if they got separated, we would have punished those. عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. At the end, the ayat says the painful azab. So people are not separated. People don't understand these points. Not separated means they are people who are, you know, in the tafsir of the ayat, Mufassirin have mentioned, There are kuffar who are going to be born from the mu'mineen. There are mu'mineen who will be born from the kuffar. This is not the time to kill everyone. We have to wait for the time where all those mu'mineen are born from the nasl of kuffar. Let them be born. Why make haste? Why the surat? For what? Just because you get a relief from the zalimeen? In Islam, a mu'min never thinks on his own mihwar. He thinks on the mihwar of the on the hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hikmat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So, these were the things. And Imam alayhi salam didn't stop water on the army of Muawiyah. And then he said, when people started talking against him, Ali doesn't know siyasat. Ali, na'udhu billah, does not know siyasat. So, some people started to say Ali is jaban, he's a'udhu billah, he's covered. You think these statements coming today from those silly people in the Shia communities against our maraji and mujtahideen and walayatul faqih, you think these i'tirazat are new? No, the same human beings, similar human beings, same as saying statements about the masumeen as well. We need to understand the seerat of the masumeen so we can understand what's going on today. So these i'tirazat were brought in front of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and he said that when a prophet gave me on the day of Khaybar, in other words when he was sent by Rasulullah on the day of Khaybar, he said, "An yahdi Allahu bika rajulan wahidan khairun laka min ad-dunya wa ma fiha." On the day of Khaybar, when Prophet gave the alam to Imam Ali alayhi salam on the 40th day, That was the hadith of Rasulullah. That's what he said to Imam Ali, that if Allah guides one person through you, is better than dunya and all what is in it. So Imam Ali is the person who does not forget the hadaf. Everything can be sacrificed for the sake of hadaf. But the hadaf and goal of the human life can never be sacrificed for anything else. These are the values for which we are fighting. Forget about achieving power or not achieving power. Forget about getting relief from the pain and not getting relief from any pain. That's not the hadaf. Hadaf is the rida and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in doing our fariza towards Allah. So he stopped the battle and he stopped the battle in a while and allowed the army of Muawiyah to drink water. The same army who stopped water on us. I remember in the time when Saddam's army, La'natullah alayh, were sending missiles on the Islamic Republic of Iran in the days of war on the civilians. And almost every day they were sending missiles from Iraq to Iran. Tehran, Qum, Isfahan, Khurramabad, Ahwaz, Kirmanshah, especially. Almost every day they were sending missiles. Iraqi airplanes, superintended planes being rented to a government. Can you imagine that the fighter planes rented? This is the bughd of tashayyu', bughd of Islam, bughd of walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Al-kufru millatun wahida. Even the fighter planes were rented to Saddam to kill the Shia, to kill the followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen, to kill the government of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. This is the bughd of Ahlul Bayt. Ala wa man mata ala bughd ali Muhammadin mata kafira. Sadaqa Rasulullah. So on those days when Saddam was sending missiles on the civilian cities, and every day there were people killed. Every day almost there were civilians killed in the cities. And people are asking Imam al-Khomeini Ridwanullah alayh to retaliate with the Iranian missiles. And what did he say? If they can kill the civilians, we cannot kill the civilians. This is the mawqif of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. This is very hard for people to accept, for some people. But the hadaf that we learn from the seerat of Ahlul Bayt, Imam Ali alayhi salam didn't stop water on Muawiyah, and instead let them drink the water, allowed them to drink the water, instead he stopped the battle. So that maybe some people see the noor of Amir al-Mu'mineen in the zulmat of Muawiyah and come to the path of hidayah. Because the hadaf of war is not to kill. Hadaf of war in Islam is to provide hidayah. People are silly who think the hadaf of war in Islam is to kill. They don't understand Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. They don't have nothing to do with the imamat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam's ma'rifat. So, if you want to talk about the shaja'at from any aspect, if you want to take the meaning of shaja'at in the sense of overcoming ghalaba, overcoming over the enemy, we have Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam staying with Rasulullah and defending Rasulullah in the Battle of Uhud, where people have left, running over the mountains, and some people coming after 3 days. And we find when the sword of Imam Ali al-Islam was broken in the fight with the Kuffar, and he came to Rasulullah and informed him about the fact that his sword is broken, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the sword from the paradise, from there, from the Alam al-Nur for Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and this sword which is Zulfiqar is now brought, and Jibreel comes and makes this announcement that la fata illa Ali wa la saif illa Zulfiqar. And if you want to take the meaning of shaja'at in the name of overcoming your desires, not the external enemy, but the internal enemy, ghalaba on the internal enemies. So then let's go and have a look when Imam Ali alayhi salam is sending an ordinance, a command, a hukum. This command includes all of his governors, all those people who are assigned on his behalf. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, أَرِقُّوا أَقْلَامَكُمْ وَقَارِبُوا بَيْنَ أَسْطُرِكُمْ. Make the nibs of your pens thinner, رقيق, thinner. أَرِقُّوا أَقْلَامَكُمْ. Make your pens thinner. وَقَارِبُوا بَيْنَ أَسْطُرِكُمْ. That means when you write down statements, write, bring your sentences closer. What's the meaning? That means don't waste the paper. Don't waste whatever upon which things were written. Don't waste it. It's all done on the money of Baytul Maal, isn't that right? So this is the way Imam Ali has shown with his actions the ghalaba and overcoming of on over the desires. When, you know, according to some of the narrations, Amr ibn As, and according to some of the riwayat, Talha and Zubair, when they came to talk about something personal to Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Ali alayhi salam extinguished the candle. And Amr ibn As said, why are you extinguishing the candle? We will be sitting in the darkness. And that's where Imam Ali alayhi salam explained it to him that, of course, in other words, the reason why, because he is now talking about something which is personal. It has nothing to do with the Baytul Maal. How can he allow this candle, which is lit with the money of Baytul Maal, continue to be ignited when Amr ibn As is now starting to talk his personal affairs? For the personal affairs, the candle of Baytul Maal can no longer be allowed to be lit. This is how every minutest, say every time he used to distribute the Baytul Maal, he used to pray two rakats of prayers and address the earth. Ishhadi, anni mala'tuki bihaqqin wa farraqtuki bihaqq. Be a witness that I have filled you up with haqq and emptied you with haqq, making the earth his witness. So this is the ghalaba over the nafs. And if you want to take the meaning of shaja'at and the word shaja'at and the meaning of sabr over the bala, then let's go to the khutbah shikshikiyya, khutbah number 3, in the most famous sermon of Nahjul Balagha, where he says, صَبَرْتُ وَفِي الْعَيْنِ قَذَنْ وَفِي الْحَلْقِ الشَّجَنْ. So, I did the sabr when there was a spike in my, فِي الْعَيْنِ قَذَنْ, a spike in my eye, a thorn in my eye. If you have a spike, a pointed, a pin, a needle, something pointed, poked into your eye, can you be patient? And some spike in your throat, can you be silent and patient? Imam Ali Rasulullah says, I did the sabr when I have this in my eye and in my throat. He did sabr for 30 years. Ara turathi nahban. I saw my inheritance. Turath of Imam Ali Rasulullah is the walayat, the taqweeniyya, the khilafat, the government. With some of the Shias say today, don't talk about siyasat from the mimbar. Isn't that right? So, what did they take away from Imam Ali alayhi salam on Saqifa? Why do you call them bad? On the day of Saqifa, Yawm al-Saqifa, did they take away the deen of Imam Ali alayhi salam, or they take away the kursi from Imam Ali alayhi salam? The siyasat, the khilafat, the government, hukumat. The people of Saqifa cannot take away the deen of Imam Ali alayhi salam. No one can take away his religion from him. They can only take away his khilafat, hukumat. And you'd consider hukumat to be separate from the deen, so why do you talk bad against them? What wrong did they do? They took away hukumat, and hukumat you consider to be away from Islam anyway, so what's wrong? Look at how far we have got away from the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam. The reason why some people have problem with walayat of faqih today is because actually in haqiqatan they have problem with the walayat of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, walayat of Aimma alayhi salam. If they understood the walayat of Aimma, what is the meaning of imamat of Aimma? What is our mawqif towards tawaghit? What did the Ahlul Bayt do towards tawaghit? Did Ahlul Bayt did the bay'at of Banu Umayyah? It is muhal for the ma'soom to do the bay'at of Tahut. It is muhal for a ma'soom to do the bay'at of Banu Abbas, la'natullah alayhim. If we understood the seerat and walayat of Ahlul Bayt, we have no problem to understand what is going on today. We have problem with the imamat nazariya of imamat of Ahlul Bayt. We are jahil about the nazariya.
We don't understand the mawqif of Ahlul Bayt towards zulm. Where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Wallahi law u'titu al-aqalim as-sab'a bima tahta aflakiha ala an a'si Allah fi namlatin aslubuha jalba sha'iratin ma fa'altu. This is the mawqif of Imam Ali to a zulm.
He's not ready to snatch the skin of one grain of barley. He's not ready to do zulm and snatch away the skin of one grain of barley from the mouth of an ant. And you give him all the aflaq. Can you imagine the price that he is mentioning? You give him all the aflaq e hafgane. And just ask him, okay, not $1 billion, all the aflaq. And you just take away the skin of one grain of barley from the mouth of an ant. This much small zul. He said, ma fa'altu. This is Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Towards zul. Do we understand that? How many people are sakit in front of the zulm? And when it comes to his zuhud, we find that he, of course, his shirt was full of patches, and when he took it to the tailor, Khayyat, for to put another patch, the Khayyat, the tailor said to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, Ala tambidhaha ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Why didn't you just throw it away, Amir al-Mu'mineen? Of course, the shirt has so many patches already. Why are you bringing it again and again? Just throw it away. And he says, Imam Ali alayhi salam replies, that في الصباح يحمد القوم الصراع. That means when the time of morning arrives, then those people who have been traveling in the night will be praised. Some people keep on staying and sleeping in the night, isn't that right? In other words, but they don't travel, they are sleeping. Some people do an extra effort and they are not sleeping and relaxing, they are traveling in the night. They take every moment as ghanimat, they keep on continuing their travel. So when the morning time arrives, they will be praised. So, So Imam Ali alayhi salam, his zuhud is such that he buys two shirts, and then the better of the two, he says to his slave, Qambar, that you take away the better one, and the one who is worse, he takes for himself. So this is about the zuhud and keeping away from dunya, ya dunya, ghurri, ghairi, isn't that right? That's what Uday bin Hatam Uday bin Hatim is the Ravi of this narration. He says when he went to Damascus, Muawiyah used to threaten the Muhibbin of Amir Muawiyah al-Islam, threatened them to kill them. And then if the threat doesn't work, then he started to bribe, rishwat. Uday bin Hatim was traveling to Syria. Muawiyah threatened. And then, you know, Uday bin Hatim, because Uday bin Hatim is a big supporter of Muhammad al-Islam. He has four of his sons becoming shaheed, along with Imam Ali alayhi salam, you know, Tarfa and Quraif and Atraf and Tarif. Four of his sons got shaheed with Imam Ali alayhi salam. So he's Abu Shuhada and big supporter and big opposer of Muawiyah. So he is traveling to Damascus. Muawiyah called him into his darbar and then started to be sarcastic. Oh, so Ali killed four sons of yours, isn't that right? And Uday bin Hatim replied, well, I am embarrassed before Ali that I didn't get killed. It's not about my son. I am embarrassed before him that I survived and didn't get killed in front of him. This is the Shia of Amir Mu'min alayhi salam. In front of the Tahut, Afdal al-Jihad, Kalimatu Haqqin in the Imam al-Jahir. And then, Uday bin Hatim, okay, the Muawiyah saw that this guy is not bending. He said, okay, tell me about Ali. Tell me about your Ali. And then he says that one night I was in the masjid, and I saw Imam Ali salam standing in the mihrab, and, you know, he was saying this to Dunya, Ya Dunya, Ghurri Ghairi. O dunya, deceive someone other than me. Talaqtuki talaf, and I have divorced you three times. So after three times, there is no rujoo, you know, in Islam. There is no rujoo in other words. So, this is about the zuhud and about the sakhawat of Amir Mumin alayhi salam. We find that he used to dig the streams and soon after digging up the streams in the desert areas, you find water is the most expensive thing, is the most precious thing, because people are living in desert. You don't find water that often. So if you arrange for a stream of water for the people, you are basically doing the biggest service. Isn't that right? Because it's hot desert sand. Imam Ali al-Islam is digging up this stream for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And soon after making it, he makes it waqf for the sake of Allah, for the fuqara of the city, for the fuqara. Comes to his garden, where this gardener is working in the grass, in the field, in the garden. He asks him for food. He brings this simple food, and Imam Ali Islam, after eating the food, he says that, you know, how bad it is that a person goes to hell because of his stomach. Points towards his stomach and says, the stomach which can be full by this kind of simple food, in other words, how bad it is that a person goes to hell for the sake of stomach. There's so many people who go to hell for the sake of their stomach. Minhum man yamshi ala batnihi. Quran says there are some who are walking on their stomachs. There are some of the human beings running after dunya, maal dunya, serving the tahut, serving the khidmat of zulm, ta'awun alal ism, doing the harams. Man lam yubale min ayna iktasab al mal, lam yubale Allah min ayna adkhalahu nar. Sadaqa Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam. Whoever doesn't care from where he makes the money from, what is the source of his income, doesn't care. Allah doesn't care from where he throws him into the hell. That's how some people are, making money from haram. More and more and more money from haram. They think they are smart. So,
this is, they are basically walking on their stomachs. In the thakafat of Quran, in the culture of and farhang of Quran, minhum may yamshi ala batnihi.
They're walking on their stomachs because their hum and gum of their life and hayat is to fill up their stomach. Their focus and markaz, mihwar of their activities is their stomach.
Minhum may yamshi ala batnihi.
And the forgiveness of Amir Mumin alayhi salam, his af. There is the difference in Arabic language when we use the word, as-saf and al-af. Al-af in Arabic, we say when somebody seeks forgiveness and you forgive him. This is called al-af. And as-saf means that somebody did not seek forgiveness from you. Without him asking forgiveness from you, you yourself are ready to forgive him without him asking you. This is called as-saf. And as-saf is superior than al-af. Because in al-af, you are making that person feel embarrassed and nadim in front of you. For a few moments, a few minutes. Isn't that right? Where in the case of as-saf, you're not making him nadin in front of you. So when you do like this, then Allah will do the same towards you. If you forgive the people without them becoming nadin in front of you, then Allah will also forgive you without you becoming nadin in front of anyone else. Inna Allaha yunzilu al-abd. حيث أنزله العبد من نفسه. The hadith says, Allah treats every person the way the person treats him. In other words, the way you treat Allah, Allah will treat you in the same way. So do to others whatever you want to do to others, you can do it. But remember, Allah will do the same toward you. Whatever you want to be done by Allah towards you, do the same towards the people.
So Imam Ali alayhi salam is walking, is there in Kufa, and this woman carrying the water,
they had in those days this thing made of leather, water carrier on her back, and talking bad against Amir Mumin alayhi salam. That Ali ibn Abi Talib doesn't take care of me. Imam Ali al-Islam didn't say that I am Ali, you are talking bad against me on my face. Don't you feel embarrassed? Don't you have shame? Don't you have haya?
No. Nothing of that sort. Instead, he started to comfort her.
And the other woman who was talking bad against Imam Ali al-Islam, and she was carrying her baby, and Imam Ali accompanied her, carrying other stuff with her. Imam Ali alayhi salam helped her, and then, you know, she didn't recognize this as Imam Ali alayhi salam. He's the Khalifa of Muslimin, and Imam distributed, okay, you want to take me to take care of your baby or to make the khubs, the naan, the bread in the tanur? And she said, okay, you do the bread, I'll take care of the baby. Imam Ali is making the bread for her inside her house. And he's not telling that I am the Khalifa of Muslimin, I am the Amir al-Mu'mineen, no, nothing. And she's taking care of the baby. And she was talking against Imam Ali alayhi salam. And after a while, this neighbor comes in, another woman from the neighbor comes into her house, and she knows Imam Ali alayhi salam. She recognizes him. She started screaming, oh, you are asking help from the Khalifa? And this woman was very much in shock. Oh, did the wrong. If there was someone else, it may be a big mess at that time. But that's how is the saf and af of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam.
Sends money, just like Imam Sadiq alayhi salam sends money of sadaqah, help to this mu'min, and he gives the money, okay, take it, you know, take it to such and such person. And this mu'min is taking the money for that person, goes there, meet with that person, the faqir person, and the faqir person starts talking bad against Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam doesn't take care of me. I mean, you know, what kind of Imam he is? He is not taking. He doesn't take care of me. In other words, an Imam is the one who is sending the money for him. But still, he's talking bad against the Imam. Some people really lack the basic akhlaq of Islam. They lack the tarbiyat of Islam. So. And the tawadu of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is such that when he crosses the city of Ambar in Iraq, he is riding his horse. The people of the city of Ambar came for the istighfar, for welcoming the Khalifa, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. And their tradition from the time of Sasanis, the old tradition of that area, they used to walk in front, run, walk in front of the horse of the ruler. Imam Ali didn't like that. He said that you and me, we are the servant of Allah. That means, in other words, I'm paraphrasing in my words. You and me, we are the servant of Allah. And these kind of a'mal, these kind of actions is a zillah, it's an insult for you. You know, so basically, Imam Ali, this is an insult, you know, because Imam Ali is riding, the people are walking in front of him. According to the akhlaq, the rider, either he comes down from the horseback, so you are on the same level of the person of your mukhatab. Even he is not about to come back because he has a mission, whatever, he has to go somewhere. He is not supposed to come down, he is walking, he is crossing through the city. So then don't walk in front of him like this. This is insult of a mu'min. Even in front of Imam Ali alayhi salam, he is not ready for the mu'mineen to get insulted. This is also an insult for Imam Ali that you are walking in front of him and he is on the horseback. They are not on the same level. Just like today's world, you are driving a car and somebody's walking and somebody runs along with your car. This is a zillat for a mu'min to run with your car and you are riding and he's walking on his foot. This is not what Ahlul Bayt are. They don't accept the zillat for a mu'min. This is izzat is an amanat. فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So we don't have the right to make ourselves insulted. So this is the tawadhu of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. He doesn't agree for any kind of zillat for any mu'min. I will end my speech at this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Where he has said, and that is narrated from Abdullah ibn Umar. And he says that someone posed a question to Rasulullah. Someone said something, asked something from Rasulullah about Imam Ali in a way which was showing the naqs of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Prophet didn't like the way he put the question. Proving the naqs of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Prophet said, he got angry. And he said that ma balu aqwamin yazkuruna man lahu manzilatan indallah ka manzilati wa maqamun ka maqami illa an-nubuwwah. And what's the problem with the people? In other words, what is with the people that they talk about someone who has the status similar to my status and his position similar to his maqam, similar to my maqam,
accept the nubuwwah. And so we find that that's where in another hadith he says that Ala وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ عَلِيًّا فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَمَنْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كَفَاهُ الْجَنَّةِ. That whoever loves Ali, he has certainly loved me, and whoever loves me, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, Allah is pleased with him. So if you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have a single point agenda here. We have to love Amir al-Mumin alayhi salam and his walayah. And radiyallahu anhu, وَمَنْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كَافَاهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Whomsoever Allah is radi with him, Allah rewards him with the paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to love Amir al-Mumin alayhi salatu wa salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to fulfill the condition of the love, all the shara'it of the love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to fulfill the biggest condition of the love of Amir al-Mu'mineen, which is La yuqbalu imanul abd illa bi walayati Amir al-Mu'mineen وَإِنَّ وَلَايَتَهُ لَا تُقْبَلْ إِلَّا بِالْبَرَاءَةِ مِنْ أَعْدَائِهِ. May Allah give us the tawfiq to fulfill the biggest condition for the muhabbat of Amir al-Mu'mineen, which is the bara'at from his enemies. Disassociating ourselves from the enemies of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Ya Allah, 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 Ya Allah. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Waqtul al-Kuffara wal-Munafiqeen. Allahumma ansur man nasr al-Din. Waqtul man khadar al-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur wahfaz wa ayyid ulama'ana al-Rabbaniyin. Wa maraji'ana al-Rabbaniyin. La sayyim al-Wali al-Faqih qa'id al-Muslimin. اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.